I'm curious whether this experience has changed your perspective on things.
Well, it certainly has. Even though I still work very hard, I feel like I've balanced my life more. You know, the spiritual side has developed, and I probably prioritize my family more now. The other thing that happened was, before in my professional life, I was always working hard all the time, and I wanted to retire. And then when I cut back and wasn't working as much, I realized how much I really did love to practice and miss the patience and miss the intellectual stimulation. And, you know, all my buddies are the people I work with. And it sort of gave me an appreciation of my work also, whereas before it was kind of like, oh, what a drag, I'm killing myself. Now it's like a privilege to be able to have an interesting job, albeit hard to control the time, but I actually enjoy working more.
Do you find that in a way you're valuing what you deliver to patients more because you kind of see it from the patient's side?
Absolutely. And I have also found that for some reason or another, I'm attracting patients with breast cancer. And they value what I tell them more, knowing what I've been through, when I tell them what's going to happen to them and how they're going to be and how to face things. So,
what do you tell them?
Well, it depends on the patient. You know, like I had one patient, an older woman, that was just really frantic over some tiny little cancer that was, you know, in situ and panicking. And I think, you know, I was better able to reassure her and calm her down and, you know, talk her through allowing herself to be treated without freaking out. And on the other hand, you know, patients that have had cancer, we all live with that little thing in the back of our mind that it's going to come back. And I understand that in my patients. Like, for instance, today I had a patient who, you know, she was having a lot of back pain, and she's only a year and a half out, and she had, you know, two positive nodes and a larger tumor, and it was HER2 positive, and she just finished her Herceptin, and her oncologist reassured her, and instead I got a bone scan on her, and she feels a lot better knowing that bone scan is negative than with her oncologist just telling her it's not the cancer.
It's interesting. So you're her family doctor or internal medicine doctor, and yet you went ahead and ordered the test because you felt she needed to know for sure.
Well, because that's how I am. You know, I have another friend who has head and neck cancer, and she's sticking her head in the sand. You know, they tell her to get a CAT scan, and she conveniently forgets, and I have to keep reminding her and forcing her to do it. Some people are like that. I mean, as an oncologist, you know. And then other people want to know what they're dealing with so they can face it without going overboard and, you know, having CAT scans every month and